ओम शांति। अपन ने परमात्म पालना के अधिकारी बच्चों को देख हर्षित हो रहे।
Today, Bap Dada is happy to see his eight children who have claimed rights to God's sustenance. How fortunate they are as they are being sustained by God Himself. People in the world do say that God is sustaining them. However, in the practical way, it is only you, the very few souls.
Practical mein pal rahe
who are being sustained in a practical way. God's sustenance is in the form of God's Srimad. It is through His Srimad that you are moving forward. You are being sustained. Do you consider yourselves to be such special souls? Do you know your greatness? At present, a Brahmin soul is great, and in the future too. It is the greatest. You are the most elevated of all. Courage to your non-living images. So become so great that anyone who goes in front of them bows before them. You are so great that even till today, if someone is decorated as a deity, for example, they are decorated as Lakshmi and Narayan or Shri Ram, then till the time that soul plays the role or part of a deity, then in spite of knowing who that person is, in spite of knowing that he is only an ordinary person, but when that one is playing the role of a deity, even such a person, though he is ordinary, people will bow in front of him. So your deity form is very elevated that even ordinary beings are considered great if they dress up as deities. Therefore, do you experience yourself to be that great? Do you only know about it, or do you also experience it? Do you only understand it, or do you also emerge it within you and experience it? Because the main basis is to experience it. Bhaktada makes all the children embodiments of experience. You are not only those, you are not those who only understand or know about these things. But from your face, your behavior, the experience should revealed, that is, through your actions, everything can be known. Through someone's actions, everything within him can be known. Therefore, just think what is my behavior like? Is my behavior of a Brahmin? A Brahmin means a soul who is always overflowing in powers, overflowing in virtues. So is your behavior of that type? Is it visible from your face that in spite of you being ordinary beings, ordinary people, you are alaukik, elevated, spiritual? Do people experience your drishti, attitude, actions to be alaukik. Just as even from your non-living images, people are able to experience spirituality and divinity, then at present when you are in your living forms and are so elevated, souls, and as such elevated souls, then are they able to get the experience even now from you? Those non-living images are of you, aren't they? Check every act of yours right from Amrit Vela onwards. Ask yourself, is my drishti alaukik? Is my face always cheerful? Is it stable and alaukik? Or does my pose or mood keep changing from time to time? Or is it that when I'm sitting in yoga or when I am doing some special service, my awareness is elevated, is spiritual? Or is it that even if I am doing ordinary acts, my face and behavior are special, unique, elevated. If at that time anyone would look at you and you are very busy in physical work, at that moment and there is something which is causing great distress. There is a soul in the audience who has become very emotional and she has started, I think, screaming, and she is being taken out, and Baba has asked, now where did your intellect go? Because Baba was saying that even if there's upheaval in the atmosphere, there's great disturbance, but at that time, what is your stage like? And at that very moment, lady started screaming. And people ran to catch hold of her, and she's been taken out. So Baba's asking, where did your intellect go? So, check. Whether your words, your acts, face, in spite of you doing ordinary work, are detached and lovely. Are you able to experience yourself in that way, detached and lovely, in spite of you doing ordinary acts? Supposing a soul comes in front of you all of a sudden, at that time, with your vibrations, your words and acts he should be able to understand that you are an alaukik angel.
Thank you.
Because today is the day of the confluence. The old is going and the new is coming. So what novelty, newness should be visible in front of the world from you? Or what should you be able to reveal to the world? Just think of the time of establishment. How much time of the period of establishment has passed? According to the time already passed, how little time is now left? So what should be your experience at this time according to that? Bap Dada knows. That there are very good effort makers who are really doing very good efforts too. They are flying. But Bap Dada wants to see some newness in the 21st century from you. You are very good, you are special, you are great. However, the basis for Baba to be revealed is is that in spite of you doing ordinary acts, your acts should be like that of an angel. Your stage should be that of an angel. Baba does not want to hear any excuse that, Baba, what can I do? The situation was such. The circumstance was such. The problem was such. And therefore, I behaved in a very ordinary way. An angel means the one who is always an embodiment of the awareness in the corporeal form too. It shouldn't be only up to the stage of understanding, not only up to the stage of knowing, but to the stage of being an embodiment of it. You have to bring in a transformation to such an extent that whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, your stage should be alaukik. Is it like that? Or you fluctuate when something happens? It shouldn't be that, as is the situation, should be your stage. Why should you change your stage? Let the situation change, but your high stage should be able to change the situation. Not that you change. You should be able to change your words, not your words change you. What is the meaning of transformation? It means to be a sample of. Oh, sorry. What is the meaning of sample in practical life? Should it be that your stage be on the basis of whatever situation or circumstance there is, that even ordinary people are able to do it? However, an angel means Jesus. the one who is beyond ordinary or old ways of acting or behaving. You have in the topic, don't you? Call of the time. So the call of the time now is for you, great souls, is that your angelic or alaukik form should be visible in your lifestyle too. Can this be possible? Can this be possible? Papa is asking again. Teachers say, can this be possible that you bring such a alaukik stage in your lifestyle, in your actions, in your behavior, an angelic stage in your lifetime, in your every action? If it's possible, then let Papa know when it will be, when it will take place. Do you need one more year for that? Do you need the whole year of 2000 for that? Those who think that they need some time, okay, maybe may not be 1 year, but 6 months they need, or maybe just 3 months. Those who say they need this much time, raise your hand. No one is raising their hand. What is your slogan? What is your slogan? Do you remember? What is your slogan? Now or never. This is your slogan, is it not? Whose slogan is this? It's the slogan of Brahmins, is it not? Or is it the slogan of deities? Now or never. It's the slogan of Brahmins, is it not? Therefore, in the new century, Bap Dada wishes to see that come what may, whatever happens, your alaukik stage should not go. Let anything happen, come what may, any situation may come, but your alaukik stage should be maintained. For that, you will have to pay attention of in the form of four words. Okay, attention of four words. What are those four words? You have to keep attention of. These are not new things. Baba is only making them revise. Yes, Baba is revising them. First, is well-wisher. The first word is well-wisher. Second is pure thoughts. Third is pure feelings. Not the feeling that I will change only if he changes. No. Pure feelings for that person. Pure feelings for the self as well. And fourth, elevated awareness and stage. So, well wishes, that is good wishes, pure feelings, pure thoughts, and elevated stage. If you remember the word Shubh, the word Shubh means pure, elevated, auspicious, high, great, elevated, everything, all in this one word, Shubh. So remember this word Shubh. Shubh means actually auspicious. This word is used only for very elevated things. And that's what you have to keep in your mind all the time. You have heard these things many times. You have also told these things many times. Now you have to pay more attention towards becoming the embodiment of that. Bhaktata knows. That you have to. You are going to become that, no doubt. You will be becoming that, no doubt. And all those who are going to come in, or who are coming, they watch you, because you are there in front of them in the corporeal forms. Today is the last day of the year, is it not? Baba saw the account of maturity of the children at the end of the year. What must have Bhaktat observed? Dada noticed one main reason. Bab Dada noticed that children possess not enough power to delete, erase, delete or erase, and to accommodate. They do try to erase, to forget, try to erase whatever or forget whatever they have heard or seen or spoken. That is, they try to forget the past. But what it comes up again, just as you use the word conscious and subconscious, don't you? So the children try to forget, to finish, to overcome it, to stop it, to not allow the past to be remembered. But they are not able to wipe out from the plate or slate or paper, whatever you may call it. This doesn't wipe away completely. Why are you not able to wipe away completely? The reason for that is the power of the power to accommodate is not strong, not enough. At the time of need, they are able to accommodate, but then after some time, it comes up again. This is why, as Baba mentioned, the four words, well wishes, pure thoughts, pure feelings, and elevated stage, these four things don't remain constant. Suppose the plate or slate or paper of the mind is not wiped off completely, that is, whatever is written on it is not wiped off completely, then if you want to write something better on that, will what you write afterwards be clear? It means even if you wish to inculcate all the virtues, all the powers, then will you be able to do them in full percentage all the time? Even if your mind is very clear, very clean, only when your mind is very clean and very clear will you be able to make use of all these powers easily. The main reason why you are not able to use your powers is that of majority children, the plate or slate or paper of the mind is not clean and clear. the past things or feelings or behavior or thoughts are still in the mind and they get emerged from time to time. You are not able to finish the past completely. Therefore, the need is that you have to check yourselves from time to time. Check only yourself. Don't start checking others. Because it is easy to check others. It is difficult to check the self. Therefore, check and see whether the plate of your mind is absolutely clean of waste and past things or not. The most subtle thing which remains of the past is in the form of vibrations of that. Therefore, angel means the one who is very clean and clear. Even if you have to accommodate something, do not accommodate the negativity in you, but change the negative into positive and then accommodate that. Only then the newness will come in the new century. The second thing which Baba saw, should he tell you what he saw, what he observed, or is it a very strong dose? Should Baba tell you the second thing he noticed? Baba has told you earlier also that Baba has to take you to Param Dham anyway, whether you go with love or you get punished and then go to the ignorant souls, it will be through punishment, and you souls will go with love. So anyway, all have to return home. Therefore, Bab Dada tells you children. Baba has to reveal you great souls in front of the world as angels. Therefore, are you ready? Are you ready for that? To be revealed as angels in front of the world? Clap with one hand. And everyone raises the hand, but those sitting in the front and on the sofas, they are not raising their hand. And Baba is asking them, those in the front are not raising. Did the dadis raise that you are past? Is it why this is it, why you did not raise your hand? Baba smiles. Bab Dada has told you that somehow or the other he has to make you perfect, otherwise how will the new world come? What is the second thing Bab Dada noticed? It is the end of the year, is it not? Bab Dada is saying this for majority of the souls, not for everyone. What is the second thing Bab Dada observed? Because you need to finish the cause. Do remedy and finish the cause. Then only you'll be able to create. So the second thing Bab Dada noticed was that the children have carelessness in them in different forms. So Bab Dada saw carelessness of different forms in the children. Baba also observed some royal form of carelessness too. One word which is commonly spoken when one is careless is, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It will do. Thank you. It's not possible to see what each one is doing. Even Sakar Brahma Baba could not see what each child was doing. Physically, it's not possible to see what each one is doing. But now, in the avyakt form, if Papa wants, he can see what each child is doing. Every act of his Baba can see. It is said that God has hundreds of thousands of eyes. He has hundreds of thousands of ears. Actually, it is for this time that Shiv Baba in his incorporeal form and Brahma Baba in his angelic form, both together, can see together, can see together. Even if someone tries to hide himself, and those who hide, they do hide in a very royal way, not in a very ordinary way. Therefore, carelessness is one type of carelessness is of the gross form, and the other is of the subtle form. But for both, the words often spoken are, "Oh, it doesn't matter. I've seen, it doesn't matter. Nothing happens. Everything is okay. Let it be. Let it be as it is, we'll see later on." These are thoughts of carelessness. If Bab Dada wants, he can tell everyone about this. He can tell what y'all do. But as you tell, you say, "Baba, please don't reveal, don't expose us, take care of us, protect us." So Baba protects you. He doesn't expose you. He doesn't make you embarrassed. But then if you continue in this way, you will not be able to make your efforts be fast. It will not be possible for you to pass with honor. Just as you say, "Oh, it doesn't matter. It will do. It's okay." In carelessness, then in the result also will be in that way. You will just move along, but you will not fly. So, did you hear what two things Bap Dada noticed? If there is carelessness in these two forms, at that time Bap Dada smiles. When children said, "We'll see what will happen," then Bap Dada will also say, "Yes, you will see what will happen." Why Baba is telling you this today? Because even if you want or not want, Baba will have to make you perfect. Even if you want or not want, Baba will have to make you perfect, and you will have to become perfect too, whether you want it or not. Today Baba has spoke very sternly. Baba is saying, yes, Baba has become stern today because you are making plans, aren't you? That we will do this, we will do that, we will do that. But unless the cause is removed, then whatever you do will only be temporary. Then if something comes up, you will say, "But what could I do? The situation was such. The reason was, there was a reason for that. It's my karmic accounts. What can I do?" Therefore, you have to become perfect. You will be made to become perfect. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for it? And they're raising their hand. Teachers, are you ready for that? Double foreigners, are you ready for that? Yes. You have to become perfect, is it not? Bap Dada is telling you, is warning you, you will have to become, you'll be forced to become perfect. Then in the new century you will say, "We have become it." Will it be like that? You should take the least time possible. Still Bap Dada is giving you one more year. Then it will be easy, no? Do it at leisure. Baba is giving you 1 year. Do it at leisure. But at leisure doesn't, what does it mean? The Hindi word is aram. And Baba is putting this word aram. Aram does not mean comfort and just sleep on a Dunlop pillow bed. But Aram means O Ram, come. A means come in Hindi. So come Ram, that means come God. That is make Baba be with you all the time. Yeah. loves more? Does Baba love you more or do you love Baba more? Does Baba love you more or you love Baba more? And children are saying, we love you more. Whatever the Pandavas, what do you say? Do you love Baba more or does Baba love you more? At least say yes. Say, Hanji, you love Baba more. Today, Babdada will catch you then if you say that you love Baba more. Bhaktada has faith in all of you that you will give the return of your love to the Father by becoming like Brahma Baba. You will become like Brahma Baba, won't you? And Bhaktada won't leave you if you won't become. He won't leave you also. You will have to become, because Baba loves you, doesn't he? If someone loves another one, he doesn't leave him. Therefore, Brahma Baba has great love for all of you. He keeps waiting there in anticipation that when will his children come to the subtle regions. But for that, you will have to become like him. Bhaktada will tell you the conversation Shri Baba and Brahma Baba have with each other. One conversation went on 18 January is coming, is it not? Brahma Baba tells Shri Baba, Brahma Baba tells Shiv Baba, Baba, make the children fix a date, because up to how long am I going to keep waiting in the subtle regions? Make the children fix a date when they will become perfect. So what does Shiv Baba answer? He only smiles. Then Bhaktada says, children will fix the date. Bhaktada won't fix the date. See how much Brahma Baba remembers you. Will you fix the date? Baba starts giving drishti. Baba stops this point and starts again in the new year. In the new year, make a determined thought, a promise to become like the Father. Keep this aim. That I have to become an angel. I must become an angel. It's time that you finish all the old things. Emerge your original and beginning sanskars. Keep them in your consciousness. Keep them in your consciousness. I am an angel whilst moving, whilst talking. Think I'm an angel. I have no relationship with the old world. Did you understand? Baba continues to give drishti, and it's a very, very powerful drishti. Baba wants us to make a promise. Just as a seed is watered and it ultimately gives a fruit, see, a seed needs to be watered continuously. Similarly, thought is like a seed, and you have to keep watering the seed of the thought that I have to become an angel. So continue to give, make determined thought that I have to become an angel. A seed needs to be watered and also to be given sunshine. So let there be determined thought in the form of a promise, what do I have to become? What have I promised to Bap Dada? I have to become like Bap Dada. This is the promise. Okay, which group has come today? Today is tourist wing and cultural wing today. So tourist wing members, raise your hand. About a few hundred, 100 or 200, I think so. Jurist members, jurist lawyers and judges. Papa is asking them, did you have a meeting? Did you sit together and have a meeting? What new plan did you discuss on? What new plan did you discuss? And Brother Jai Prakash, the national coordinator of the jurist wing, is speaking. He's saying something. Give him. He's saying something to Baba. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand. It was not very clear, but Baba is saying, when will you fix the date for creating heirs? Maybe he's talking about having a conference or something. And Baba is asking him, when will you fix the date of creating heirs? Which I think he says, and we will bring some mics to Madhuban, some VIP souls to Madhuban. Baba says, yes, you have to create heirs, you have to create mics. Some mics have come. The double foreigners brought some. Now more will come. They are coming closer. Baba is asking Jayanti Ben, she's sitting. Baba is asking her, are those souls who came for the it's all of the time? Baba is asking her that are those souls come more close now? Can they give Baba's introductions of you? And Jayanti Ben is saying something. And Jayanti Ben is saying that group may come again in March. And Baba is saying that, see, they brought the group and then some of them may come in March again. So double foreigners are going ahead. Now Bharat should also go ahead. It should go more ahead of them. Don't leave any margin. Do it quickly. This is like a good, healthy competition. It's not jealousy, but it's a healthy competition. Double foreigners are going ahead. Bharat has also to go ahead. In that group, some are of very good quality and they can go forward very well. What are the teachers of Bharat going to do? When will you bring the mics? Have the teachers of Bharat brought any mics? to Madhuban. Those VIPs who will speak for you, have you brought them to Madhuban? What about the Pandavas? Have you brought any mics to Madhuban? Whether they are heirs or mice, you could bring either. You are preparing them, are you? But they should come on the stage. A mic is the one. Whose impact falls on the people a great deal, that is, who's a very influential person. Just as when you give a speech, of course, it does influence people, doesn't it? Though it doesn't do completely, but at least to some extent, doesn't it? Similarly, you have to prepare such mics. Bhav Dada has said that you will become the mic and they will become the mic. Or will you keep on giving lectures till the end? Will you keep giving your introduction yourselves till the end? Bring them in the front. If they are ready, bring them in the front. May not be in front of Bhav Dada, but bring them in front of the Dadis. Bhav Dada is telling the jurist wing members that just as in the meeting you made plans, you made very good plans and therefore congratulations for that. Just as you have fixed the date for the conference, it's very good you have lifted Rajasthan. Maybe they are doing something, going to do something in Jaipur or Jodhpur, I think. So Baba said it's good that you are lifting Rajasthan, but then fix a date for bringing heirs or mics, judges and lawyers give decisions, don't they? So you must give a decision on this. And Ramesh Bhai is saying something. He is the chairperson of the jurist wing and he's saying that we will hold the meeting for that. And fix a date for bringing VIPs, mics. And so Bhav Dada says, whoever takes the responsibility of bringing a mic or an air, Baba will give him a special laddu. Dadiji has made special laddus. They are very powerful, you know, with lots of dry fruit and that he gave to the teachers today. These are special laddus which Daddy gets made in winter. because they give a lot of heat to the body. So today dedicate to the teachers. And Baba is saying that you give them also laddu so that they bring mics, they get some strength to bring mics. Now what about those of the cultural wing? There are a few, about 100 I think, members of the cultural wing. And Sister Usha of Bombay is the national coordinator. So Baba is asking them, what new plans have you made? Whether it's for cultural program or for the culture, whatever have you, what have you done? Where is Usha? Usha Ben of Bombay. Baba is telling her to stand up. So she stood up and she is saying something to Baba. We have still to make plans. And Baba is saying, okay, laddus also will wait for you till you tell your plans and then you'll get the laddus. So whoever does first, whoever brings the mics or airs first will get 8 laddus first. I'm so sweet, Baba is like a father telling his children, yes, Baba's kitchen is full, don't worry. Dadiji is saying something. Daddy says, why not as many laddus they can eat? And Baba is saying, yes, you are a big daddy and therefore you are a very generous heart. Program of wings are also very good because they bring souls closer. Wings are doing very well and are moving forward. This chance which has been given to them of bringing people of different wings to meet in each Baba's program, that's also very good. There will be many more in the wing, and not all are here, but by having meetings in this way, at least it will be known that something is being done. What is today's program? Dadiji is saying something. So today, Dadiji is telling Baba, Baba, you have to come down to give drishti to everyone. And we have to prolong till midnight. And now it's only 10 o'clock. So another 2 hours. And Baba says, you want to prolong till midnight. Baba says, doesn't matter. You can prolong up to midnight. Doesn't matter. But bring the end of the confluence age also nearer. And Baba smiles. Baba is giving drishti. The double foreigners also, and Baba says that double foreigners also come in every turn, just as Bharatvasis come in every turn, double foreigners also come in every turn. They take their rights in every turn. It is good. At this time there are about, must be 100 double foreigners here. To double foreigners, Baba says, that though in this birth you have taken birth in a foreign land, but you are souls of the Brahmin family for many births. If you had not been born in foreign lands, then how would souls of foreign lands be served? If you would not have come to Baba as double foreigners, then then Baba Dada would have to keep classes in for teaching in different languages, so that souls learn different languages to go and teach in those countries. But Baba has sent you there, you have gone to those different countries, you are born there so that you know the language of that country, so that you can serve the souls of that country. Did you understand why you have gone and are born abroad? Have you understood? Originally you are Brahmin souls, you are not foreigners. You have gone to different countries to serve the souls of those countries. See, even in Bharat there are so many languages, and there are Baba's children in different states, and they are serving the souls in their language. At the beginning there was only one group. That was the group of those of Sindh. But then gradually they expanded, and souls of different languages, whether of Bharat or of other countries, came to Baba, and this expansion took place. This is also fixed in the drama. Even otherwise, in a tree, there is a very small shoot coming from the seed, and then it grows and grows. There is a small stem, and then it grows into a big tree with a trunk and then many branches. Similarly, at the beginning you were only very few who were from Sindh, and then this tree expanded, it grew gradually. in the form of different languages and different countries, but you are not the branches. You are with Baba at the root. Okay. Muniben is saying, Baba, this time it is Delhi's turn. Delhi has been serving. Delhi zone has served in this group. So, all those of Delhi, raise your hand. All those of Delhi, over 1,000 Sevadharis. There are about 12,000 souls sitting in this gathering. Out of them, 1,000 are Delhi Sevadharis. Baba says, very good. You have done very good. You have served. And you have eaten variety. Fruit. You get the reward of your service without fail. All those who come to serve, the best thing they get, or the best chance they get, you know what it is? What is the best chance they get? They are able to serve such a big family. Of course, Bhaktada's blessings they receive, but they get blessings of such a big family. They get blessings from the souls of this huge family too. And these blessings come of great use. At this time you feel it is nothing great, it's so ordinary, but the treasure of blessings. Gives a lot of strength at the time of need. This is why Bhaktada says, in the new year, see, you have sent so many greeting cards, new year cards, new millennium cards. Bhaktada has seen all the cards, and there are many cards put on display on the stage. So Baba says, Baba saw the cards, and in the new year, yes, not, don't just say Happy New Year and send cards and just say Happy New Year, but along with the cards, you have to say from the heart to each soul. You have to give regard from your heart to each soul. Let it be the card of regard for each soul. And also people exchange gifts, don't they? Even if they're small, but they exchange gifts. Of course you may do that too, but along with the physical gift, you have to exchange blessings with each other. Even if somebody doesn't give, but still you receive, you take through your vibrations, or even if somebody doesn't give, you give. Even if someone curses you, you should be able to, with your pure vibrations, change that curse into blessings. So to give regard and to give blessings, to give and receive blessings. This is the gift for the new year. Through your good wishes, you receive the blessings, even if they don't give. Even in the subtle form, whether in this land or in other lands, in the they are here, those who are physically here are already here, but those who are in the not here physically, they are still here in their angelic form. So to all the children who are present here, whether in the physical form or in their angelic form, Bap Dada says, Ji Hazur, yes masters, I'm here at your service. You are very courageous. You are very courageous, and therefore Bap Dada congratulates you wherever you are. By good bidding, farewell, goodbye to the old year, and giving greetings for the new year. Congratulations for the new year. All those who have sent greeting cards, who have sent Yaad Pyar, whether they have sent through someone or sent by mail, sent greeting cards, to all of them, whether of this land or of foreign lands, to everyone, Bap Dada, the comforter of hearts, gives a return from the heart, Yaad Pyar, to all of you. May you continue to fly forward. Who are looking after this microphone? Come in the front, all these. Who are doing this internet work? Baba is remembering So it's Brother Karuna, Brother Surya. Yeah, Brother Surya is here now. He has come. And Golo, Brother Golo, who else is there? So Surya, Golo. Come in the front. Baba is remembering Suri and Golo, telling them to come in the front. And of course, Brother Karuna, and there's a brother in the internet office at Shantivan who is sending the voice through internet. There is also Brother Rajesh and Brother Shashin. Yes, yes, come, Brother Shashin. And Rajesh from UK, yes, and also the other brother from Germany, they're all here. Brother Rajesh, Shashin, Golo, and Surya, and the brother from Germany, and also some in the internet office at Shantivan, Brother Prashant. They are sending this other voice, Baba's voice, all over the world through internet today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you five, and Karuna Bhai, and Prashant, and so to the internet office. And where is Karuna? Baba is remembering Karuna Bhai is somewhere. Seeing whether the line is going well. So Baba is speaking to them. All those who are receiving Baba's voice on behalf of all those souls, as well as on behalf of Bab Dada. Lots and lots and lots of congratulations. Did you hear? See, Haji. They're saying Haji. So Karuna Bhai has arrived. And all are so happy. They're smiling. You are doing a very good task. But one more thing you have to do. Are you ready for that? One more thing you have to do. Are you ready for that? Whatever you have done up to now for that, congratulations. But one more thing you have to do. There are very good souls which you have to prepare now, who with less expense and more splendor should be able to do this job. So Bab Dada received the result. There's a lot of expense in this. So Bab Dada wants that it should be done with less expense and more success. So you did now through internet, and therefore it's with less expense. Therefore now keep the aim. Bab Dada isn't saying that it should be free of charge, free of cost, but let it be with less expense. Prepare someone who could cooperate. Can it be possible? Can someone help in this and cooperate and make it more cheaper? America, Surya in America, Rajesh and Shashin in UK, and then all one from Germany, and this is Prashant, has come from the internet office from Bharat. So America, UK, Bharat, Germany. So Prashant is originally from Calcutta and now he is working in the internet office at Shantivan with Karuna Bhai. So Baba is telling them, you are receiving the blessings and so many are giving you blessings. But now the addition needed is that it should be with still less expense. The expense should be less and less. Brother Surya is saying that the internet is quite cheap now. So do more and more inventions. Bab Dada should get the news that Baba, things are now very little expense. Somehow you have to do it. But you have to keep the aim, and everything will be possible if you keep the aim, and it will happen. This science is meant for you. See, 100 years ago all this wasn't there. It's only after Baba started the establishment task all these things of science have developed. So for whom are they? They are meant for you. You Brahmins are to receive the happiness of it. Therefore it's very good. When the Tuli is and the toli is distributed, at that time you take, but then when you do it with less expense, then eat the laddus. Very good. So Baba, okay. All the great souls in all four directions. Who use the power of transformation in every task to such world transformers. To all the Brahmins who are going to become deities, who reveal the Father through their determined faith. to those Mahavir, great, brave warrior souls who give the return of the love of the Father and become like the Father, as they have one Father and none other in their intellect. To such brave warriors, Mahavir children, Bhaktadas, Yad Pyar, and Namaste.